painter. I also make some sound installation art, which would be so exciting, or daily.
We can take a look and learn more about you.
Yes, my website is Allison, AllisonAllMaltz.com. That's my website, and I do social media under the same name.
And also, give us the hours of the exhibit and the location.
The gallery is open Thursday to Sunday from 12 to 5 p.m. It's at Hall Space by Nonetta at 550 Route 55 in Eldred, New York. And there's also going to be an artist talk, and I may be doing a painting demo on Saturday, August 22nd from 4 to 6 p.m.
And how would we find out more about all of this?
You should be able to visit the Hall Space website, which is hallspaceny.com, and you'll be able to find it under Allison Mallets.
Allison, is there anything that you would like to add before we end?
Yes, there is one other mini project within the show. 2 months before the show opened, I had a major spinal surgery that was not something I had planned when I booked the show with Nona. And as I was recovering from the surgery, I needed something to keep my mind busy that I could do in small bursts. And I came home from the hospital completely covered in bruises. And I decided I was going to do a small project called the Bruise Project, where I painted bruises, nothing like scars or open wounds, just bruises that look like watercolor on people's skin. And they're life-size paintings cropped closely of just really the bruises. And we're actually showing that project in the bathroom of the gallery because it's private. It's a private, intimate space. And these are people, you know, revealing private parts of themselves. And, you know, bruises obviously, you know, take on the meaning of healing. And so it's gotten a wonderful reception. It's been a really cathartic thing for me to produce while I'm healing from this major life event, and a wonderful way to bring it into my everyday art and into Nona's gallery.
Thank you so much for sharing all of this with our listeners, and we look forward to your next project.
Thank you so much. It's been such a delight to be here.
Thank you to cultural reporter Valerie Manzi. Coming up next, bringing Dirty Dancing to life with live music, comedy, and a summer cookout. This is Radio Chatskill.
So here's the deal. Public radio is now operating without federal funding, and your support matters more than ever. One way to help is to donate that car, truck, or old motorcycle in your driveway. You'll clear out some space and help keep trusted news coverage alive in your community. The process? Simple. Free, even tax deductible. Just head to this station's website and help us keep this work going together.
Donate your car, boat, or motorcycle at wjffradio.org.
You're with Radio Chatskill. Well, if you've ever dreamed of having the time of your life, a live event in Hankins this weekend is bringing the music of Dirty Dancing to the stage. The Dirty Dancing concert and barbecue happening Saturday night at Pelkey's Tavern, featuring a 6-piece live band performing songs from the movie, along with 2 comics dancing and a summer barbecue. Joining us live, organizer Dave Keener and comedian Amanda Melson to talk about what audiences can expect. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, thanks.
Now, Dave, let's start with you. This is the 3rd Dirty Dancing event you've done, I think.
Yeah.
2nd summer doing this type of it. Tell folks
what
it's all about.
Great thing that we have organized this summer is we're going to do 2 shows, but they're going to be in 2 totally different environments that represent 2 different vibes of the movie. One is going to be an outdoor cookout. It's kind of like you put on your, your clam diggers and twist in the park while eating a hot dog. And the second
there
one,
there will be watermelon.
There will be one. It will be cubed. Then there will be a second show in Lake Huntington, New York, on September 6th. That'll be in a big ballroom, the Delaware Valley Opera Center. That's on September 6th. And that's going to be like with a dance floor and a stage. So that'll be kind of recreating the finale of the movie.
Ooh. And it is a more than just a movie tribute. Amanda, you're helping host the show with Bob Powers, someone you know well.
Yes, my husband.
And people obviously know the movie really well, including yourself, you told me. Makes it such fertile ground for comedy for a comic?
Oh, I don't know. They're just, everything happens in this movie. I mean, it's, you know, there's coming of age, there's great dancing, there's, reconciling with your dad, Lieutenant or Detective Lenny Briscoe. I mean, there's just a lot to talk about there.
And Dave, you're, as we mentioned in the intro, performing all of the songs from the film with a live six-piece band.
Yeah.
What can people expect musically?
Well, a lot of oohs, a lot of ahs, a lot of shooby dooby doos. there's a little 80s stuff in there. We have, everybody knows the song they don't know She's Like the Wind. They know Time of My Life.
That's Patrick Swayze. Yes. Like a single from there.
But it's
a
different
single.
There's a lot to talk about. That's a whole other show, She's Like the Wind.
But, you know, it's a lot of early 60s, late 50s, and, we have a great band to play that stuff, and this year we're adding four more songs to get people twisting and dancing a little more.
And you got a little selection of some of the songs that you're going to be performing.
Yeah,
here.
Instead of like doing one song, we thought we'd team up and kind of do, eight songs in rapid succession with, a DVD commentary from Amanda.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I can't sing, so commentary is all I can do.
All right, so kick us off here.
All right, let's go. Let's start with this one. When your baby leaves you all alone.
This is the song where Baby and Johnny hook up. So that's why Dave's singing it so lustily.
that's good. Oh, and then there's this one. Hey, baby. I wanna. Will you be my girl?
That song makes you want to cha-cha on a log. And I mean that in the most wholesome way.
Do you guys
possible.
Have a log?
Yeah.
We should. We forgot to put one in the studio.
This is the song before they really fall for each other. Because how do you fall in love to surf music? I don't know. Maybe you can.
To ask Annette Funicello.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, won't you stay just a little bit longer? Please let me dance. Oh, say you'll be my, say you will.
Such a sweet song, and it's when Baby offers to pay for an abortion and still everyone's so mean to her. She's like a human Planned Parenthood in that moment.
This movie has everything.
It has everything.
It really does. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?
This is obviously when she comes in carrying a watermelon. A classic move of how to find love. Just bring a watermelon.
Hey, there will be watermelon at Pelkey's. It will be cubed.
Cubed, yeah. You don't like have to carry it. Cubed.
You don't have to carry a whole one like Jennifer Grey bravely did.
So brave.
Just want to be clear, no melon balls. It will be cubed.
It'll be cubed. It won't be greased.
Well, there's a whole cookout there, by the way. But we mentioned that, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did.
Remind
your
folks.
Ticket involves a whole, your ticket includes a whole cookout. Okay, what do we got? Oh. Hey, Amanda.
Yes, Dave.
How do you call your lover boy, Bob?
Come here, lover boy.
And if Bob doesn't answer?
Oh, lover boy.
And if he still doesn't answer?
Dave simply says,
baby.
I can't say.
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. And I have the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before. Yes, I swear, it's the truth, and I owe it all to you.
And just so you know, yes, we will be doing the lift.
Will that be with you guys?
Okay. Yes, yeah. In a in a manner of speaking.
More improvisational.
Yeah, a sort of lift. Maybe I won't be the one lifted. Maybe it'll be a blow-up doll. You don't know. It's unclear.
Where can folks get more information about everything, Dave?
Well, I have on my website, davekeener.com, I've got the information for both shows. But if we want to dig down, you can get your Pelkey's ticket for Saturday on eventbrite.com and your Lake Huntington ticket at the Opera Center on September 6th. You can get at myrivertickets.com. So that's a lot of web addresses to remember. So how about davekeener.com?
That's an easy one to remember.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. For someone who, I can't imagine this person exists, but for someone who hasn't seen Dirty Dancing,
mm-hmm.
Maybe doesn't consider themselves a huge fan, though, mm-hmm. Can they still come to this? Can they still have
yes.
a good time?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got cubed watermelon. Why not, right?
And great music. It's dancing. You know, I won't make a lot of jokes about Planned Parenthood. Probably none. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah. I mean, I have barely seen this movie. And I love it. I love the music from it. And it's all, you know, it's a great show. It's a lot of fun. People go nuts. Once you get there, you're going to. And by the way, feel free to dress up.
Yes.
Get those clam diggers out.
Get your jorts on. Get your jorts on and join us or a cute 60s dress.
If you've been waiting for the right time this summer to break out the jorts, this is it.
You got a bowling shirt or a Hawaiian shirt even, right?
Any of those things. That is Dave Keener and Amanda Melson. The Dirty Dancing concert and barbecue happening Saturday night at Pelkey's Tavern in Hankins, featuring that 6-piece live band performing the songs from the movie along with comedy, dancing, and that barbecue. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Thanks, JFF.
So nice.
And we should mention that Razzmatazz Productions or Enterprises, I forget,
Incorporated
has been supporting Radio Catskill, running a few announcements about this event here. So. That's all for this edition of Radio Chatskill. I'm Tim Bruno. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Sullivan Allies Leading Together, committed to ensuring the safety of our community. Protect those most important by keeping medications in a secure space. Be a part of the solution. More at saltcares.com.
This week on CatsCast. I'm joined by Judy Van Putt and Nick Lyons to reflect on the life and legacy of Ed Van Putt, Catskills angler, author, and river steward, whose decades of stream surveys, fly fishing, and meticulous fieldwork is captured in his final book, Fly Fisher's Revelations, Practical Tips, Strategies, and Wisdom from 50 Years Experience. Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on Radio Catskill.
Today's weather, sunshine mixing with clouds, a high 81. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 60. Tomorrow, we might see a couple afternoon showers, high of only 73. But then Friday, Saturday, mostly sunny and pleasant with highs around 79 on Friday, 73 Saturday. Maybe a shower thunderstorm popping up on Sunday. This is WJFF Jeffersonville, streaming live at WJFFradio.org. Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR. It's 11 o'clock.